Let's talk to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, another fun week coming back from the bye. How you doing?
Doing all right.
That's what we like to hear. Since the last time we talked, we had a little bit of fun news. Jed Wills apparently not knowing what business decision means. Are we saying one big misunderstanding, or maybe meant a little bit what he said?
I think it was exactly what Kevin Stefanski said today. He chose his words poorly, because if you go beyond just that one singular quote, he outlined all the problems he's been dealing with. He also reflected on playing through past injuries and not playing well, and the grief that he took as the result of that, and not wanting to subject himself to that again, as well as an even worse knee injury to the knee that he just had fixed last December. So, yeah, I think people are focused on one quote and not the big picture.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page there with that one.
Never have to talk about Jed Wills saying business decision ever again, it won't be a moment too soon.
Yeah, I think we're in the same boat there. I obviously wasn't on yesterday. Talked about it for the first time today. I gave it 20 minutes, and I said this was about the stupidest thing that we spent 2 days talking about.
Yeah, I'm over it at this point. They got a football game to play this week. Jed Wills is not supposed to be on the field. It's going to be DeJuan Jones, and it is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If I had one advice for Jed Wills, it'd probably be stick to the phrases that you know what they mean. That's a good thing that we learn in broadcasting. If you don't know what it means, probably shouldn't say it. That usually doesn't go well.
Yeah. This did not go well for him this week.
No.
Confirmed.
If he wasn't making headlines enough with the bad play, now you got benched and you're making them again by talking. That's never a good sign. Everyone out on the practice field today, though. No veteran rest days or anything. How much of that do you think is just guys being healthy, and how much of it might be like is there any statement being made there? They want guys out there working on a Wednesday?
No, there's no statement. I mean, if you can't practice, you can't practice. The Browns are the least shy team when it comes to an injury report in the NFL.
Not wrong there.
I mean, they report everything, and I'm not criticizing them. Like, they take that very, very seriously when it comes to reporting, injuries. So, everyone practiced today. That's, obviously good news. You only had one guy limited. That was Joel Bitonio, who apparently has a pectoral injury. That makes me a little nervous. Those you have to kind of keep an eye on. And then, everybody else that they listed on the injury report, they were all full participants.
Yeah, it's always a good sign. So a fun one that I had today, just scrolling through Twitter, you had a tweet in response to Mayor Bibb's economic case against the Browns to Brook Park, claiming that Bibb and other city leaders privately complain that the Browns are quote, an annual multi-million loss leader in the city.
Yep.
Any more on that, and why the fight now from the city?
Pretty self-explanatory. I mean, what's being said or what has been said privately is a complete 180 than this dog and pony show that everyone seems to be putting on to, tell us how god-awful it's going to be for the Browns to leave a stadium that was obsolete the day it opened, not built well, nothing was built around it. And just what a economic disaster for Cleveland it's going to be if the Browns build elsewhere. So it's performance art. It's what politicians do. But the Browns have a schedule here. They've got to begin construction in 2026 on whatever project it's going to be. Look, if you want to build at Burke, fine. You better get the airport closed. Shovels need to go in the ground by 2026. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's still going to cost you almost $1 billion more to do the Burke project than the Brook Park project. And, yeah, that doesn't even include making it so you can actually get to it. So, I'm amused that everyone's acting like The Browns are, you know, trying to build out in Richfield or Medina or something. Like, it's right across from the airport, for crying out loud. There's just a lot of political gamesmanship and showmanship, or whatever, performance art, or whatever you want to say. But what they're saying publicly is not what they were crying behind the scenes to the Browns about.
Yeah, no, you mentioned like Richfield, Medina. I think honestly, some of the people, especially the callers into the station, some fans, making it more like Baltimore. That seems like more of the case they're making, more than Medina and Richfield. Like, it's like 15 minutes, guys.
It's not even, it's 5 minutes from my house. It's right across the railroad tracks from the airport. Does nobody use the airport around here?
I wish I didn't.
Because people are like, well, Brook Park, where's that? Yeah, it's right across the street from the airport. Like, there's two interstates there. There's a state route right there. Like, it's pretty easy to spot where this thing would go. But look, it is something that should be debated. You're talking billions of dollars of investment here. But my whole contention throughout this process has been, do it honestly. Like, yes, it should be debated 100%. But be honest in your debate. And I don't feel the politicians are being honest in this debate at all.
I could feel that one. Again, our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder with us here. And, all right, let's get to the game on Sunday, Daryl. If they lose, what do you think the likelihood that somebody, nobody specific at this point, but somebody gets canned after a loss to the Saints?
0%.
Nobody on the move?
No.
Why is that?
They were going to make a change that would have done during the bye week. What would making a firing someone other than giving people a pound of flesh to chew on, like, what's that going to accomplish?
I'm right there with you. I don't think it accomplishes anything, but organizations sometime, I feel like, react after what would be considered a bad loss from a team who just fired their head coach, has no wide receivers. Like, the Saints essentially did that exactly when they lost to the Panthers. It was like, okay, we're building up a little bit here, and now you've tipped it over the edge.
Well, Marquez Valdes-Scantlin had a pretty good game last time out, 108 yards, couple touchdowns. Derek Carr, he's back and I guess somewhat healthy. The Saints just won a football game. They've got one more win than the Browns do. They're not in great shape, but I don't foresee a situation where somebody's getting fired on Monday or Sunday night if they lose to the Saints Sunday.
All right, you give the Browns any chance to win this game on Sunday? Would you consider them favorites?
I don't know if I consider them favorites, but yeah, I mean, this is one of the games remaining on the schedule that are actually winnable for them, right?
I mean, the only game left on the schedule that's very much so winnable for them.
Yeah, so of course I give them a shot, but it all comes down to execution. I mean, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, Jameis Winston can't go out there and throw three interceptions like he did last time out, right? and let's also be honest about it. And he almost threw three interceptions against the Baltimore Ravens as well. Just the Ravens couldn't catch footballs. It is a winnable game for them. It's one of the few remaining winnable games on their schedule. But this offense is, I think, still looking for some sort of stable identity. A lot of questions today thrown at Kevin Stefanski was about the run game and getting that going. And yeah, I was slightly amused when he was asked if getting the run game going could be helpful, and he's like, "Yeah, it would be most helpful to everybody involved." They also haven't been in position to run too. Like, let's think about that too. They're behind the sticks. They're behind on the scoreboard. Also, this offense wasn't designed to be run heavy. This was supposed to be a quarterback dependent, pass heavy style offense that Ken Dorsey put into place here. You know, this will be, I think, the third game with Dorsey calling plays since that change was made. And I think that, you know, when you talk about changes, at least in season, I think that's really the only change that we're going to see is the fact that Kevin Stefanski gave up the play calling, gave it to Dorsey, and now, you know, they're going to play this string out. And then when we get to the offseason, well, that could be a different conversation about who may or may not be keeping a job.
All right, Daryl, I have an interesting take on this, one that I don't like, nor do I want to agree with, but I can't help but think about it. The way the Browns handled this year with Deshaun, just sort of putting it all on the table, living through the hardships, playing all the way until he gets injured, is it safe to say we can't officially rule that out for next year, that he's back?
No. I mean, you don't rule anything out. I mean, they still owe him. What, $92 million in cash, right?
Yep.
His salary cap charge is, you know, north of $72 million plus. You know, kicking the can down the road. I don't know if they can now do that next year with his with his availability plus performance being what it is. But, you know, I honestly think that they will be going to the scrap heap of available quarterbacks for a couple of reasons. One, they have to, and two, they have to, and three, they have to. They can't really afford to, I don't think, pay premium quarterback dollars next offseason just because of, you know, this Watson situation being what it is, their cap situation being what it is, and, you know, Barry will do whatever gymnastics is required to allow them to continue to function. But I mean, that's a pretty big nugget that they have to deal with when you talk about the cash as well as cap that is allocated to Watson in the coming years here.
No doubt. Again, Daryl Ryder with us. Daryl, fan of mock drafts?
No, but go ahead.
I'm not a very big fan either. They're not my favorite thing in the world, especially in November, because they're basically useless. But when does the Daryl Ryder mock draft start to come out? When do we start to actually pay attention?
I've never done a mock draft.
Never?
No.
There's services that let you do that.
I'm wrong enough. Do I really need to put it in print how wrong I'm going to be?
But you can just have some fun with it. I mean, listen, you can live with the possibilities of where the Browns could go. We're all going to be wrong. There's people.
Offensive line, that's where they're going to go.
Well, I would hope I agree with you there, and I hope you're right. But listen, there's people that get paid by certain networks that probably have four letters to them that all they do is mock drafts, and that's the only time they come
around. Yeah, but they study it. I really.
Wrong. They study it to be wrong.
I don't. Like, I watch college football for entertainment purposes. It's I don't have to cover it. I don't have to really be all that invested in who's doing what against whom and all that. It's for, you know, college football's my football entertainment. I certainly don't get it watching the Browns play football. I don't get into the, you know, I mean, I do read what they write, and the reason why I say they need to focus on offensive line is, A, they need it, and B, based on what I have started to read over the last month, because I have been reading about mock drafts and quarterback prospects and that, and what I'm reading right now is that this class is not that good. So I hope that the Browns don't do what the Browns always do, and that is do something really stupid and draft a quarterback with their first-round pick if this class isn't worthy of it. And again, I'm basing my take off of what I'm reading from the folks that do follow college football and the draft and all that, that stuff.
I know Browns can trade back, get to 22, draft a quarterback. That always works well,
yeah,
right?
They have done that before.
Yep.
On multiple occasions.
Three times since 99.
And the next time it works will be the first. And we are past the third time as a charm nonsense either. What's four?
I don't know.
Is there
a
thing for four? The only thing I know is third time's the charm, and I don't know if there's a thing after four.
Yeah, fourth time you're a moron.
Fourth time you're a failure?
Well, you're a failure the third time too, so I don't know where they go with that.
Fourth time you're really a failure. Or fourth time is a failure. Guaranteed fail. I don't know. I'm just trying to alliterate here, you know, a little bit. So
you're better than me. Daryl, go crack yourself a cold one. Enjoy. Appreciate you. You're going to need it. You're probably going to need it for Sunday. So
I think this is going to be a better game than people are anticipating. That's just my gut feeling.
I don't know
if they're going to win, but I do think it's going to be a good football game.
I do hope you're right. Daryl, appreciate you. Have a good one.